弟兄们 在我们当中分享神的话语。
Good morning.
早上好。
It's great to see so many people even with the daylight savings time change.
很高兴看见这么多人还能来到教会，因为今天刚好是我们就是少了一个小时。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
在天上的父，我们要感谢你。
Give you thanks that we can all gather together and be able to worship.
让我们来到你的殿中，一起来敬拜你。
As we sing hymns to praise you, as we hear your word, Lord, I ask that you would allow our hearts to focus on you.
当我们唱赞美你的诗歌，听到你的话语，我求你让我们的心能够单单来敬拜你。
So that we would be able to hear what your words have to say.
来全心的来明白你的话语，知道你想对我们说什么。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
So, let me ask you a question.
让我问一个问题。
How many of you actually do garden composting?
在我们当中有没有人做过用这个来制作肥料的这个过程？
Anyone? Not even. of course, Julius raised a hand lightly. Okay. Or do you know anybody who does?
你知道有谁做过这个制造肥料这个过程吗？
Understand how that works.
或者是知道这个过程是怎么样的吗？
So, as you show here, this is actually a composting bin that I picked up from Sam's Club years ago.
在这个图片就是他展示了一个堆肥的这个箱子，我几年前在一个超市 Sam's Club 买的。
Why? Because Julia wanted one, and so whatever Julia wants, Julia gets.
因为是我的太太 Julia， 她叫我去买这么一个东西。
So you know how it works, right? So you just take whatever stuff in the garden or in your kitchen that you don't use. Only vegetable you can put in eggshell, you can put in coffee grind, or even including the filter paper from the coffee.
这个它的这个过程非常简单，就是你把你厨房里面所有不用的垃圾，这些剩菜啊，还有甚至是这个咖啡，甚至包括这个绿咖啡的那个滤纸，这所有的垃圾都放在这个箱子里就可以了。
As you can see, there actually some watermelon peels, you know, that we got done just throwing it.
你看这个图片上面还有一些西瓜皮，我们那个当时刚吃完的西瓜皮。
So.And also in the fall when we actually have all the extra stuff in the garden, you just throw them in there.
就是在那个秋天收获的时候，当我们这个园子里有多余的，比如说一些过于成熟的蔬菜，我们也把它都扔到这个箱子里。
And this is actually what I saw one day when I opened up.
这个图片其实是真实的，我有一天把这个箱子打开所看见的场景。
Actually, there are a lot of flies flying in there.
其实大家看不见的，就其实还很多苍蝇在上面飞来飞去的。
It's kind of smelly.
就是那个味道也是非常的非常的重口味。
And then I don't want to go into more details, but you get the picture.
就我不想再过多的说一些细节，你肯定明白这个是什么样的样子。
So we actually just year after year just throw more things in there.
但是我们。对不起，我们就是每年就把更多的东西扔到里面。
And just year after year, it's just almost like it will just continue to sink down.
年复一年的，他这些东西腐烂之后，它就会越来越沉积下来。
But actually, it turns out that because they compact, so they keep going down.
因为这个腐烂的过程，它的压缩的过程，所以说它这个体积会有一些压缩。
But this is actually after many, many years.
这个就是它其实是已经过了很多年的一个情景。
So I'm thinking if I keep putting it down, one of these days it's be too full.
我在想，如果我每一年年复一年的往里面加东西的话，总有一天它应该会满吧。
So actually, what I did was, if you see on the bottom, there is a little door. So I decided, okay, let's take a look at what's down there.
因为它每年都会沉积下去。你们看见这个图片最下面的时候，它其实有一个小的窗口。我有一天想把这个小的窗口、小的门打开看一下，它最下面那一层是什么样子。
So this is what I saw.
这个就是它最下面那一层的情景。
It's all turned into black soil.
这些东西都变成了一种黑土。
It's a composting fairy come in and actually replace all my veggie into a black soil.
是有这个堆肥的这个神仙来或者仙女来把我这些腐烂的蔬菜都变成了这个非常这些黑土吗？
It's just all these rotten tomato and everything. It's all turned into black dirt.
所有的这些红薯啊，这些垃圾啊，都已经变成了这种黑土。
I used to laugh at Julia because she actually get excited about black dirt.
我曾经就是觉得 Julia 她觉得这个黑土是非常的珍贵的东西，我曾经还嘲笑她。
Now when I see it, wow, this is amazing. I thought this is also very good.
当我看见这个情景的时候，我顿时就明白了，这个都是这些东西的精华，非常好的东西。
And some people actually call dirt a black gold.
有一些人，他们甚至把这黑土叫做黑色的金子。
To me, this is a amazing kind of transformation, taking rotten vegetable, all these smelly things that want to throw away, and actually turn into something good and something useful.
对我来说，这个转变的过程，把这些没用的垃圾转变成这个有用的肥料，就是一个非常神奇的一个转化的过程。
But today we're going to talk about different kind of transformation.
但是今天我们要讲一个不一样的转化。
As from the scripture that we just read earlier,
当我们读了今天的经文，
it's about a kind of transformation.
这当今天的经文也是关于一种转变的。
Not of dirt, but of human lives.
不是关于这个黑土的转变，而是关于我们生命的转变。
Actually, we turn from the way Gentiles, or in this case, non-Christian, Gentiles really mean non-Christian lives.To something that is a way of Christ.
当我们从一个不认识基督、不是基督徒的这么一个生活，转变成一个认识基督、是基督徒的一个生活。
That transformation is also very drastic.
这个从不信主到信主的转换也是非常剧烈的一个转变。
But we actually, when we take a look in the book of Romans, chapter 12, 1 and 2, it talks about a similar kind of transformation.
我们看罗马书十二章一到二节，他也讲了一个非常相似的转变。
And actually, in that case, the word transform actually appeared.
在这个情景中，这个字转变就出现在这个经文里。
And then the word transformation in Greek, is actually I don't know how to pronounce it in Greek, but It turns into the word metamorphosis.
这个转变的这个希腊文就是说，它是这个在屏幕上打出来这个单词，这个希腊文的单词。
And actually, if you look at how metamorphosis works, it's actually talk about a little caterpillar turn into a cocoon and then eventually turn into a butterfly.
在希腊文中的这个转变就是蜕变的意思。这个蜕变的这个单词本身，它描述的是。这个毛毛虫怎么转化成成茧，转化成蝴蝶的过程。
Also a very drastic kind of transformation.
这个自然的毛毛虫转换成蝴蝶的过程也是一个非常剧烈的转变。
Some scientists decided to actually find out what exactly is going on from the cocoon to the butterfly.
有一些科学家他们就想去研究到底发生了什么在这个从这个茧到这个蝴蝶的过程中到底发生了什么。
And it turns out that once that cocoon is formed in there, it turns into all complete kind of goop, all liquid in there.
他们就发现，当这个毛毛虫变成这个茧的时候，其实它里面的东西好像变成了一团浆糊一样。
Don't encourage your kids to do that. They actually might.
Don't 鼓励你们小孩子去
把那个open up the cocoon，
不要你们就是说你们可以，我建议你们不要鼓励你们小孩子去把这个毛毛虫的茧给打开，因为里面是一团浆糊。
I added that part. That's why it's not in the script. So it's almost like very magic. It turned into almost like all the cells reformulate itself and turn into a butterfly.
这个神奇的过程就是，就像这些所有的这些细胞，它就重新的组合了自己，突然就变成了一个蝴蝶一样。
And Paul, Apostle Paul, in the book of Ephesians, build up all these changes from chapter 1 based on a very solid foundation. And it's very important that we understand all these changes in the context of the previous passages.
在在以弗所书，保罗他就保罗在第一章的时候，他就呈现了一个非常非常他就呈现了一个非常坚固的这个基础，为这个为这个转变。
And one of the famous theologians framed it, the whole book of Ephesians this way.
当有一个非常出名的神学家，他这样来评价以弗所书。
And it actually talks about the new life that we have based on the spiritual blessings that God gave us.
他首先是谈到了我们因为神的恩典，我们有的这个新的生命。
He prayed that we would have that knowledge.
他也祷告说让我们有这个智慧。
And because we were once dead and condemned.
因为我们曾经是一个死了的人，是一个被定罪的人。
But then by God's grace, He gave us this new life.
而因着神的恩典，他却给了我们新的生命。
And this is based on this new life, a new society is formed.
这所有的东西都是建立在这个新的生命，这个新，所以说这个新的这个社会才能够建立起来。
And it actually turns into a building up a new standard for us.
所有的这一切，它其实是用一个来，对我们每个人来说，就是一个创建一个新的标准，新的要求。
And actually, this new standard comes about as in the form of a command from Paul.
这个标准其实就是一些。其实他就是从保罗来改造我们的命令。
And the Paul in the scripture we just read earlier in the verse 17, he said, "This I say and testify in the Lord that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do."
所以说，在这个十七节的时候，保罗就说：“所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事。”
Now, when actually Paul talks about you using God's name, you better be careful.
当保罗用神的名字的时候，我们要心存敬畏的心。
And also he said, you know, you must do it.
这里他而且他说我们必须要这样做。
It's not like, hey, if you feel like it, go ahead and do it. But if not, hey, that's okay. No, that's not what he's saying.
他不是说如果你想这样做的话就这样做，而是他说必须要这样做。
So it's a very serious command that commanding Christians that you need to do it.
所以说他这儿就是保罗对我们基督徒非常严肃的一个命令。
And actually he's saying that you cannot live like the non-Christians.
他强调说我们不能像非基督外邦人一样生活。
He said that non-Christians are futile in their minds, darkened in their understanding, and ignorant, and actually wise because due to the hardness of heart.
因为他说他们心昏暗，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
These are all things. If you stop and think about it, these are all kind of something that start in our mind.
如果你想的话，这些就是在这些外邦人他们思想中的一些想法。
And these Gentiles are basically the non-Christians and people who don't believe in God.
这些外邦人其实就是非基督徒，就是这些不信主的这些人。
What end up happening?
所以说他们最终会发生什么呢？
So they actually become callous.
他们就会变成心比较刚硬的人，比较冷漠的人。
Callous is like, you know, if you on your heel, you actually build up a lot of dead skin. Before long, it actually becomes very hard on your heel itself.
就像在你的这个脚跟它长出来的茧一样，经过很长的时间，这个茧就变硬了，然后就完全没有知觉了。
If you put something hot or something cold down there, you cannot feel it.
甚至它你的这个茧这个地方不能感受到任何冷热。
In the same way that we would actually before long would lose our ability to sense what is right and what is wrong.
在我们来说就是我们可能我们在我们心刚硬的时候我们就不再能够知道什么是对的什么是错的。
And then he contrasts with what is called the way of Christ.
所以保罗就把这些外邦人的这个情形和这个基督信这个基督的这个道理相做了一个比较。
He said, but that's not the way you learn Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus.
你们学了基督却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
So if you think I look at the three verbs down there, it's actually say you learn from him, you heard about him, and were taught in him.
当你们看见这个三个关键词的时候，就是你们学了基督，学你们听过他的道，这个听，还有领受了他的教，这个教。
It's all requires something that we do on our part.
这三点其实都要，其实都是对我们，要我们每个人从我们自身有一些改变。
You can't just sit there and that naturally, you know, magically happen.
我们这不是一个被动的接受，不能坐在那里，这些东西都不会发生。
Now I don't play much video games. I don't know if there's some of these young people in here or even adults here play video game.
我不怎么这个玩这个电子游戏，不知道在座的有没有这个年轻人或者甚至更大一点年龄的人玩过这个电脑电子游戏。
Now I don't know what you do, but you actually, I think it would require 100% paying attention, completely engaged. So you know when something happens, you're supposed to push some button. So I think that's like that. It's not like just watching and wishy-washy.Something comes along, what I need to do now?
当你玩这个游戏的过程中，你其实是一个全身心的投入的。当这个游戏它的情节有一些进展，你要做出相应的反应，而不是说你被动的坐在那里等着这个东西来发生。
When you want to be follow the ways of Christ, you cannot be wishy-washy.
如果你要成为基督的样子的话，你不能只是。希望你成为那样。
It doesn't mean that you're going to turn into a theologian, although you can.
这个也不是说你要变成一个神学家。虽然说对于某些人来说这个是可能的。
It simply means that we have to be totally engaged and learn.
这个只是说在这个过程成圣的过程中，我们要全身心的投入，全身心的参与。
And for example, you learn about the Sermon on the Mount, that what is Jesus telling us, so we actually have to understand that and actually follow that.
我们听见这耶稣在登山宝训中对我们的这些教训的话，我们其实是要不仅是要明白这些教训，而且是要去跟随去实行这些他的教训。
And learning Christ means that we receive Jesus Christ our Lord as be shaped by his teaching.
要接受神其实就是我们要接受神的教导，要以他的教导来改变我们。
And Apostle Paul in the book of Colossians talk about it a slightly different way, but it's the same idea that he was trying to convey.
在哥罗西书的时候，保罗也谈到了这点。
He said, therefore, as you receive Jesus Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, according abounding in thanksgiving.
他说，你们既接受了主耶稣基督，你们既接受了主耶稣，主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
This requires you actually to be grow and grow through building up the root and be established in the faith.
这个过程就要求我们每一个人逐渐的成长，在信仰中扎根。
Can this happen fast?
这个过程是非常快的吗
？No, this will take time and also persistence.
这个过程不是一个很快的过程，它会用很多时间，也是一个我们要坚持，要一直坚持的一个过程。
Have you ever taken a look at, you know, the Bible? And well, first of all, you know, in the book of Genesis, you see, Adam and Eve sin, and actually they, you know, it fell from Garden Eden, actually talk about sin right in about first few pages.
如果你们熟悉圣经的话，我们就会知道，当在圣经的第一章创世纪一个很开始的部分，就已经谈到了亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里中是如何犯罪的。
And when it comes, you know, what between sinning and actually Christ came and talk about all this, the salvation, there's this big chunk of Bible in there. You ask yourself, what is this big part all that's for?
当我们从亚当夏娃犯罪，再看到耶稣基督，来拯救。在中间的话，其实是有很大的一个部分在圣经里面。我们是不是会想这一整个部分是，这一部分是在说明什么东西呢
？What do you think it's all about？
大家有没有有一些想法？这个中间的这个部分是什么意思
？It actually talks about the character of God, and also, talks about the coming Jesus. All point to the person of Jesus Christ.That eventually Christ will come.
他这个中间的这些，这些章节其实是说了，其实主要是描述的神的一些特性，神的性情，还有对基督耶稣来的预言。
And we talk about all this transformation. It's actually in the book of Ezekiel. It talks about this. It's about to come.
在以西结书中就预言了基督耶稣的再来。
It said.And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, causing you to walk my statutes and be careful to obey my rules.
他说我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例。谨守遵行我的典章。
He promises that he will give us a new heart and new spirit.
神他保证他会给我们一颗新的心，一颗新的灵。
Now does that mean that actually we're all gonna go through some sort of heart transplant?
这个是不是说我们每个人都要去接受一个这样真正的心脏移植呢
？No, but in the scripture, back in the that time.People don't understand that actually, you know, it's a mind that's doing a lot of things, but they literally think that it's the heart that is, when they say a heart, it actually also means our own thinking.
在当时的时候，这个他们的这些人，他觉得这个新的心就是一个，他其实不知道是一个要思维的转变。
In other words, he's actually going to change us and transform us.
在用另一句话来说，就是这个他的意思，就是说神要来改变我们。
To the point that we actually want to walk in God's law and obey His rules.
他要来改变我们的心意，到一个地步，我们会去遵守神的话，去和他随行。
This is more of a sign, though. As I actually continue to study and when read the Bible, I found the Bible to be truly a word of God that, God using it to communicate to us what He's like.
当我逐渐的深入去学习圣经的时候，我意识到这个真的是神的话语。这些话语都深处我的心，来引导我的行为。
The Jewish people does a very meticulous job, copying and passing the Bible from generation to generation.
犹太人他们做了很好的工作，就是能把这个圣经一代一代的传递下来。
And the authenticity of the Bible has been tested throughout the ages.
这个圣经的真实性也是经过历代的检验。
Let's go back to the book of Ephesians. Now we actually talk about this method of transformation.
让我们再回到以弗所书，看见这个改造的方法。
It involves putting off the old man and actually renewing your mind and actually put on the new man.
它有三个点，就是要脱去旧人，心智的改换。穿上新人。
And these are, in a way, three, maybe perhaps three separate independent processes.
这三点就是三个互相独立的部分。
And again, this requires some sort of mental engagement.
所有的这些东西它都需要我们的一些想法的改变。
Implicit in there is that we have to make a decision.
然后我们最终要做一个决定。
We have to decide that if we are changing the clothes as if you are removing some old really dirty clothes and put on some really brand new clothes.
就像我们自己要决定你是不是要脱下你的衣服去换一件崭新的衣服一样。
Can someone make you change your clothes?
有没有人他会强迫你去换衣服呢？
Well, as a baby, yeah, you actually gonna actually change it for them, but not adult.
对对，小孩来说，可能是我们去会帮他们换衣服，但是对这些成年人来说，没有别人去决定他穿什么衣服的这个过程。
If you and I decided not to change our clothes, no, I think I bet you nobody can make you change your clothes, including your wife.
如果你自己不想换衣服的话，我觉得应该是没有人能够使你去强迫你去换衣服的。
But if you actually take a look at what the scripture says, and let's read together, he said, "You put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on a new self, created after likeness of God in the true righteousness and holiness."
在经文中就说，要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁慈和圣洁。
If you stop and think about it, that is weird. What the last word says, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Didn't the book in Genesis say that we are created in the image of God or the likeness of God?
你们看这经文的时候有没有觉得比较奇怪？因为他这里说我们要脱去旧人，换上新人。但是在创世纪的时候，神不是说他是以他的形象来造男造女吗？
So the book of Genesis actually the Chinese translation is identical.
这个中文的翻译其实和英文的这个意思是完全一样的。
The image and likeness are basically the same.
这个按照形象，神的形象造人，就是说我们就是神的形象。
We already created the image of God. Why do we have to go back and actually be put on this clothes and like an image of God?
因为为什么我们起初都是以神的形象造的，而保罗在以弗所书中要在我们再去换上一个新的人呢？
That's because when Adam sinned, we actually have lost that image of God.
这个因为这个其实是因为当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，我们其实已经失去了这个神的形象。
Now we have the opportunity because of the salvation that we can put that image of God back on.
但是现在呢，我们就有这个机会再次的把神的形象回到我们的心中。
Now, if you're actually into U.S. history, I don't know if some of your high school kids are actually studying U.S. history, you actually will probably know about the Watergate scandal.
如果大家有熟悉美国历史的话，你们可能对这个水门事件非常的了解。
I hope you guys have learned the Watergate, right? Yes.
我希望这些年轻人在学校中，他们历史书肯定已经学过了这个水门事件。
And actually, for those who may not be familiar with it, basically in the 1970s, President Nixon ordered some burglars to go get into, or actually maybe, but at least he was involved in ordering some burglars to go into the opponent's building to try to steal some document.
这其实他讲的就是在七十年代的时候，尼克松总统他雇了一些人，就是很秘密的要潜入这个水门的这个房子建筑群中去偷一些文件。
Chuck Colson is one of President Nixon's legal staff.
这 Chuck Colson 他是一个当时尼克松总统的一个得力的助手。
He is such a I guess a bad person that he made famous the statement say I would walk over my grandmother for Richard Nixon.
他当时从他的这些言论中，我们看出他其实是一个心很刚硬的人。他甚至说他为了尼克松总统的利益，他甚至可以踏见他的祖母。
But then he came to know the Jesus Christ.
然后呢？但是转变就是他。这个人他认识了耶稣基督。
So he actually admitted sin, actually went to jail for 7 months.
他就承认了他的罪行，而且为他的罪行他还在监狱里待了七个月。
And you should probably know that President Nixon, because of Watergate, he resigned as president.
因为这个水门事件，大家都知道，尼克松总统他就下台了。
Chuck Colson is transformed to such a way that he actually founded a prison fellowship.
他这个 Chuck Colson 他的改变，从他信主之后，他的改变是很剧烈的。他甚至建立了一个监狱。监狱这样的一个基金。
And then the if you actually listen to, he has since passed away, but if you listen to Christian radio, sometimes you actually hear his radio program called Breakpoint.
他还如果你们听这些基督教的这个电台的话，还你们可能知道他还创立了这个突破点，这个这样一个转变点，这样一个电台的节目。
He is one of those who have put off his old self and put on the new.